Everyone, welcome to my show, the Angelique Everett Show. I am your beautiful host, Angelique Everett, and this is my fifth episode of my show and my YouTube channel. I've got the opportunity to sit and chat with a very good friend of mine, Miss Beth Geyer. She is an artistic director and co-founder of Unique Theater Company. Unique Theater is an extraordinary company of artists that aspire to promote community integration through the arts. They provide a venture of persons of all levels of ability can learn and express themselves through art, playwriting, acting, and more. In another episode, I'll be interviewing a couple of actors. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you for having me, Angelique. I'm always glad to see you and be here. So thank you.
Well, like I told you before, I'm honored to have you as my
show. Of course. The honor is equal. So
who are you?
Okay, well, I'm Beth Geyer. I have just recently retired from People Incorporated, where I worked for 35 years in the field of servicing people with all abilities. And in that time, I was always a writer. I had plays produced locally, probably back in the late 1900s, 1990s. I had 13 plays produced throughout various theaters. And then, you know, I kind of just drifted away from getting those produced. And here I am now with my own theater company. So,
yeah. And that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I really don't have to ask this question about tell me about yourself. We already did. So, why a theater business?
Oh, you know, so for about, I would say for the last 15 years, I started a writing group for people with disability at People Inc. So it was really cool. We had this little writing group and people would tell me the stories and then we would make them into either little books or we would make them into plays. And this had been going on for years and years. And then Parrot Network found out and they said, oh, you have a writing group? I said, yes. So we wrote this play, they with Mary McLaughlin and Wanda Wilson, if you remember, it was called Always October.
Oh, yeah.
So that play was their true story about life, how they perceived, you know, being in a group home. So after that, a bunch of us got together and said, you know, why a theater? Now, for me, I had always known it would be theater because I had had plays produced myself. I had been working. I was a volunteer at Alleyway for a while as a house manager. So I had known, you know, people in the theater community. And so it just seemed like a business that I could do. And I think I know that in the beginning, I did own this business, but now we are incorporated. So it's actually owned by you taxpayers. So we depend a lot on donations, which we have a nice foundation of donors. We also are able to get grants. So it started out as a business, and now it's something that the community can all enjoy and share.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, we're very happy with the status. It's grown incredibly.
I really did not know that because when I was on your website and I got to reading the website.
Yeah.
It kind of confused me a little bit.
Yeah, it says owner. We got to get rid of that. Yeah. It's, you know, trying to keep up with all the changes. But you're right. We have to get rid of it. Nobody owns it except you guys, the taxpayer. because we do operate through grants from New York State and the local grant brokers art service initiative. So
now I know this one is not on my questions, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay. That's okay.
So is this theater company based on people with disabilities or without?
Okay. So what happened was we wanted it to be people with disabilities working with people with non-disabled. We wanted to marry two and to make it truly integrated. It's been a slow start. We originally at one point had all people with disability on our stage and maybe one person with non-disabled. But with word going out, we're in our seventh year. This year, the first year, we have four directors, local directors who have directed throughout Buffalo. We have, in every play, we have five people with who are non-disabled, and they're professional actors. Some of them never acted before. And they came to us and said, you know, we never acted before. And we said, well, come on down. So we have four professional local directors who are working with a true marriage of people with disability, working side by side with people non-disabled. So it's just a great marriage, and everybody's learning, and it's just grown so much. So yeah, it's everybody. Anybody can join.
Well, you know, I just had to ask that question. It wasn't on my list. But
no, that's fine. You can throw in. You're the boss. You can throw in any questions you want. Okay. But yeah, we invite everything. On that note, though, what's happened to our theater? When you have an entity like this, things change, and they kind of morph. We are kind of now known to be a learning theater. So a lot of people this year, especially, came to us and said, you know, I never acted before, and I'm afraid I don't. We provide a really safe space. Like, we're not going to laugh at you. We're not going to get mad at you. We're going to teach you and show you the right way, how to be behind stage, how to act and on the stage. And we provide some nice instruction during our rehearsal time. So we're kind of morphed into a training theater too, for everybody, not just people with disability. Uh-huh. It's for everybody. It's okay. Kind of cool. It's actually magical.
Which we're going to get into that a little further down the line, but yeah. I have to give you guys some props, especially with my play that you guys have put on for me in the past. So
Respect was a fabulous play. It had a great message about having respect for people. It was a great message. And maybe someday maybe on our 10th anniversary or our 50th anniversary, we'll put that play on again in commemoration.
And that is a good idea.
That's right.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Now I'm just saying this right now. I'm not really an actress per se, but if you need like an counselor or whatever, I'll be a good counselor.
Thank you. Well, actually, you were in that play, Respect. So you have some experience. You could probably, and if you came back to our theater now, we would then say, okay, Angelique has some experience. We're going to teach her something new, something more about the theater. With these new directors that we have, I'm learning about the theater. You know, there's things I didn't know about the theater that I'm learning from the local people that have just come and joined us. Oh, so kind of cool.
Wait a minute.
You would love it.
I wasn't in the play. I was watching it, but I wasn't in it.
Did you have a speech at the end?
Oh, yeah. You guys had brought me onto the stage. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, you had there was a podium there, and you had to stand at the podium.
That was killer.
You better watch the play again.
I'm gonna have to look at it again. Like I got it.
It's a good word.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get back into it. So, where was the theater located before the new plays?
Okay, we didn't have a place. I used to go about every theater and ask them if I could rent their space. And a lot of, we've been to Alleyway, we've been to in the Cabaret Room, we've been to Subversive. So we had to every year go out to all these theaters and ask them, can we please have our show at your theater? And sometimes they would say, no, we don't have any time. And sometimes they said yes. When they said yes, we paid them rent and we had our show. That's where our money goes for rent. And we also pay all of the actors. Every actor, every single person who works at our theater gets paid. All the actors get paid. The directors get paid. Everybody gets paid. But anyway, so now with Compass Performing Arts Center at 545 Elmwood, they said, you know what, Beth, Vienna, every time you don't have to go and try to find a theater, you can always use our theater. So Compass Performing Arts at 545 Elmwood has given us a permanent home. But we still pay them rent, but it's still we don't have to worry about where we're going to put our play on. We know the stage. It's a big stage. We have a great backstage. It's really big. And they like us.
I remember that one time I went up there. And it's really
Did you? Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. It's nice, isn't it? It's big.
You can remember I interviewed y'all for SNS, you remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So that's where we are. So now we like where we are.
Well, that's good. I remember Subversive. I do remember that. Do my play at Subversive. I don't remember Alleyway, but I love Alleyway Theater.
We did Hot Rock Hotel at Alleyway. That was in collaboration with Starlight Theater. Yeah.
I think I remember that.
So we were right at Alleyway. Yeah, that was a nice theater. We have really nice theaters in Buffalo. It's just hard to get the space and the time. Because they have their own shows going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
So let me see.
How many plays have you been directing?
Well, thankfully this year, I have not directed one play this year. And I'm very happy because my goal was to try to attract the community into my theater. I want more community involvement, more agency involvement for people that they serve. So, and we're reaching that goal. So I don't have to direct this year. I have four directors that were from local, from the local area, from Buffalo, that are directing for me. So my duties and responsibilities are mainly just to oversee. I'm working a lot backstage. These directors are doing the costumes. They're doing the set. They're helping with set. So my responsibilities have kind of lightened. It's not as rigorous because they're doing a lot of the stuff. So yeah, I haven't directed this year, but I've directed every play for the last 6 years, so I'm good.
Well, that's good. I know I keep on doing this out there, but I know you direct.
It's fun to direct, but I can't believe the things I didn't know.
So what is your mission for the theater?
Well, our mission is that we want to provide a venue where people with disability and non-disabled can learn and express themselves through writing, acting, and all things related to a true experience. So we have to meet our mission statement for writing, we have the writing service that I do every year. I meet with writers from January to about May, and we develop plays in that time. And then we have an acting class that we are with, Charles McGregor. He's one of our directors. He runs one of our acting classes. We have a dance movement class. Ooh. Susie Hibbard, she runs that class, and she, it helps on stage for people to be comfortable when they're on stage, if they can move confidently. So that's our mission statement, is support all that. We provide those services, writing, acting, dancing, and then the show. So we're pretty busy all year.
Well, you have a lot of services.
Oh yeah.
In a special way. And I know I'm not going to ask this question, but especially you have a choir as well, too. So
oh, that's right. Well, yeah, I forgot about the choir to bring that up. Well, here, the reason I didn't mention, and it's not in my forefront, is because the choir, the last show we had for the choir was 2019. Then COVID happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so everybody was shut down for a year. And now this is our first together. Well, we had acting. But the choir, it was hard to get together because people still were afraid of singing and acting. It was hard to stay 6 feet apart when you're doing a choir practice. Where the dance, we could do 6 feet apart, wear a mask. The acting classes, 6 feet apart, wear a mask. So the choir is still on deck, but I don't know when that will be up and running yet. We're going to wait till this everything just settles down. But we do. It was very successful and very fun.
Well, that's a good idea. I was actually thinking about Jen, the conductor, and I was thinking about
wasn't she great?
Yeah,
I know. I'm
interviewing her about the choir, so
yeah, she is. Yeah, we want her back. We definitely want her back. So tell her to. We'll tell her to stand by.
You got that right. I agree about that. I love her. So
yeah, I do too. She's very smart too.
How can you connect the best actors to each role as the director?
Well, that's very hard because we don't have a big catalog of actors to choose from. So sometimes if I need someone to be a certain way or to act a certain way and I don't have that person, we have to pick the best person that we know. And then the director, I've noticed that the directors we have now are providing some really good training, like talking, they're talking about emotions. Like, you know, I used to say, just you're sad, you got to be sad. These directors are now walking each actor through, you know, emotions and how to put them on stage so that they are as best to the character as we can get. You know, this year we're pretty lucky. We had a big cast. We had a lot to choose from, and I think it's cast very well this year. So you'll see when you come to the show, if you come to the show. But it's well cast. So it is hard to cast, you know, to that. It's hard, but we try.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about this. It's a good thing that you mentioned about that. So with this virus going on and stuff, do you two ladies make sure that the theater is clean and sanitized?
Yes, we paid for during 20, we paid a professional company to clean the entire theater each year. This year we paid early in the year, so we're clean for now. We also are requiring every single person who comes into the theater to wear a mask. So even the audience has to wear a mask. I have to wear a mask. Everybody wears a mask. The only time you don't have to wear a mask is when you're on stage acting. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the vaccine, you have to wear a mask. We have a few So, or you can choose to wear the mask, but everybody else has to wear a mask. And then we do a thorough cleaning after each show. And of course we have hand sanitizer everywhere, you know? So yeah, we're very, very careful. We do not want this. And our show opens in 2 days. So we want to get through the next 2 weeks, you know, with everybody being healthy. So far, knock on wood, we've been good.
That's good. Yeah. You had to ask that question. So
no, it's a good question because people are concerned.
You got that right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because I was actually talking about it to someone, and they was like, well, that'd be a good question to ask during an interview.
Yeah.
So that's a good
idea. It is a good question. And everybody's, and people are calling us for when they buy tickets. They're saying, what's your mask protocol? We're just saying everybody wears a mask. Doesn't matter what your status is, wear a mask, period. So it's just keep everybody safe.
And it's a mandate now too, so
yeah, right. Well, even before the mandate we had that rule, you know what I mean, even before the mandate. So
yeah, I wear mine. I'm actually fully vaccinated, so
I know. Me too Angelique, I wear mine everywhere even though I'm fully vaccinated. But I think we should. I think that, you know, it's just being, you know, caring about other people.
You got that right. I even got my booster and everything.
Yeah, I'm getting my booster tomorrow. Yeah.
So you got that, folks. Make sure you go and see the play to wear your mask. Don't forget, be safe. Okay. Now we are going a little off topic, a little bit.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right.
Okay. Well, I heard that you are retired from People Inc. now.
Yep.
So how is it like working full time with Unique Theater Company?
Well, it's been fun. It gives me a lot more time to devote to it, but I do have like, okay, so what we will be announcing very soon, and you'll be the, and this will be an exclusive for your show, is okay. That I'm going to pull back as artistic director for this theater, and Susie Hibbard is going to take over as artistic director.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because I just want to work on the writers. I like working with the people who tell the stories, and Susie has agreed to try to be the artistic director in the year 2022. She will be at all the shows. Our shows open on Thursday at Compass Performing Arts at 545 Elmwood. She will be there, and I will be introducing her every night, so everybody gets used to her and knows who she is. But she's very talented. She's a local actress. She's a dancer. And she loves the theater. She cares about all of our actors, and I think she'll be great.
Yeah, so she will be a perfect person for me to interview.
She is a perfect person, and that gives me time to spend with my two grandbabies. So now that I'm retired, yeah. So, and then so our plays, right, for this year.
Go ahead.
We got four plays, very short plays. But the thing that's special about these plays is that every single one of these plays was written by someone who was in the writing service through Unique Theater. And it's so cool. Oh. Like Holler Vogelsang, Andrew Cauldron, Madison Ross, Amber Dudley. All four of these people came to me and said, I have a story and I want it to be on a play. I said, well, let's work together. So every month, every week, we would meet. We would hammer it out. Keller, you know Keller.
I love Keller. I actually talked to her a couple of weeks ago.
Isn't she the best? She was very busy during the pandemic. She had written six plays during the pandemic. Yeah, brought me these six plays. She gave me six plays. I said, wow, Keller, which one? I said, pick your favorite one and we'll put that one on. Yeah, she's got some good ideas. Madison Ross has notebooks of stories, and I went down and met with her several times during the year. Amber Dudley, hers is based on a book, a true story, and Andrew Cauldron, he wanted to do an Italian Godfather play.
Ooh.
So I said, okay, we'll do it, Andy. And so all four of them, I'm very proud to say, have gone through our writing service. And you know, we purchase their plays. Our writers get paid. Everybody gets paid. So it's just a win-win for everybody. You know?
Well, that's good. You mentioned about that. I was going to bring that up, but it's good that you mentioned about that. So.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So where can we find you?
Okay. We have our website at uniquetheater.com. And of course, we're on Facebook. You can go to Unique Theater on Facebook. You could go to Beth Geyer and you can message me. You can call us, anything, anywhere. We're always around. We're available. And if you can't find me, call Angelique and she'll give you my phone number.
You heard that.
That's right. You have my permission. Okay. So yeah, you know, and we open on Thursday. It's a great show. We're only doing six shows this year. We usually do eight, but we're doing six. So yeah, it's such a fun night. It's only $15 for a ticket. And you know, what's really important is to support each other. Like, these are all our friends who are making their dreams come true. So, you know, when they see the audience and they're so happy to see you sitting in that audience, it's just all part of the magic, you know? So try to tell your friends about it and buy a ticket. It's just a good support. Support local artists, right?
I agree about that.
Yeah. So, and I think that's it.
To my viewers, you heard what the lady had said. Make sure you, and I'm telling you, when you go, buy your ticket, $15, see the play, and support your fellow citizens. They will love it. And tell them that Angelique sent y'all.
Love it. But
you already answered my other question, my last question. So.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's okay. I guess.
You already knew technically what I was going to ask. So,
what was that last question?
It was basically, do your company have a social media page?
Oh, yeah.
But okay, you already had asked that. Answered that question already. So
yeah.
Ask that question.
Yeah.
I am your host, Angelique, and this has been another episode of the Angelique Everett Show. Thanks, Beth, for coming out on your busy schedule.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Now, do not forget to use the Angelique Everett Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at @the_AngeliqueE_show. Now, subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Angelique E Show. Or go to my website, theangeliqueshow.com. I'm Angelique. And I'm rocking it.